Well, we're going to be in Romans this morning, and the message is kind of short. I kind of planned it that way, but I think it's meaningful, and I think it will bless us this morning. I figured we'd have a few testimonies and that sort of thing. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for a successful vacation Bible school. Lord, we pray for all the folks that are out visiting their fathers and grandfathers and visiting family today. Lord, we pray that they go to and fro back safely. Lord, we lift up our military around the world and all our foreign missionaries spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. Where's my little army man? He went AWOL. Sorry, I will replace him. We had to move this for vacation Bible school. I'm sure he rappelled down off there and went to safety. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Here's what it says. It says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Everybody said amen. Amen. In the Bible, there are many different names used to describe God. Now, all the names obviously are very important, but the name Abba Father is one of the most significant names of God in relation to how we understand how He relates to us as Christians. So this is really all about how God relates to us as Christians. The word Abba is an Aramaic word that means father. And Mary's not a groovy group from the 70s. Okay? But the word Abba means father. It's a very common term back in that day. And listen closely to this, because this means a lot right here. To me, it does. It's the expression of affection. This word Abba is the expression of affection. Okay? The confidence and trust. Affection, confidence, and trust. This is Abba. Okay? Abba Father. The Abba signifies the close, intimate relationship of a father and a child. It's this very close, intimate relationship. Last week we talked about being childlike, right? So this also applies. It's like the childlike of a young child that sees him as daddy, kind of like Mary's poem or writing. It was beautiful. Thank you. Mackenzie, that was a beautiful what you did for your father. That was awesome. But this word Abba has an understanding of daddy, of papa, of a real intimate relationship between the father and the child. Abba is always followed by the word father in the scripture, and it's found three places. And we're going to talk about those three places real quickly. Jesus addresses his father as Abba Father in his prayer in Gethsemane. Really go and study that if you want to have a really personal good study. Study those few verses right there, but we're going to look at this one. Mark 14, verse 36. Here it is. Jesus said, listen closely to this. Jesus said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." Now let's look at this. Let's stop right here for just a few minutes. Let's look at this scripture. Jesus says, "Father, all things are possible to you." It's like Jesus said, "Papa, I know you can do everything. You control everything." Jesus, to me, in this, when you really look at the deeper meaning of it, he's saying, "I know you can turn back time. You can move me ahead a few minutes or two if you want to. You can do anything. All things are possible, Papa. And see right here, look what he said. Jesus says, take this cup away from me. Jesus did not ask him a question. He didn't say, God, he didn't say, Father, would you take this cup of suffering away from me? That's a question. You know, really, look at that. He didn't ask a question. He told the Father. It kind of reminds me, in no way this I'm comparing this at all, but it kind of reminds me of this. It's like if you send your son or daughter to camp. Our grandson just went to 4-H camp last week. And so this is their first time at camp, right? And they get to camp, they spend all day, and then at night they get a phone call to call home. And your son or daughter, whatever, calls home and, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, how's it going there? Good. Come pick me up. Say the dad's on the phone. Dad, yeah, I'm doing all right, but would you come, come get me? Come get me. It's not like they ask you a question like, would you come get me? I know you have enough gas in the truck and you know how to drive, so would you come get me? There's a difference. The kid is saying, come get me. Right? This is what the human side of Jesus here was saying, Papa. What does it say? Take this cup of wrath. Take this away from me. Take this from me. So I really believe that there's a few seconds there, or a few minutes, or whatever you want to call it. We're not really sure, but there was a little bit of time right here when Jesus was also earthly. He was man, right? He was also God. But Jesus in that earthly flesh, human, for a second of there, he was going, maybe there's a different way. Maybe there's another way that we can do this. But instantly, he was obedient to the cross. Instantly, he got himself together and said, no, even though God could do anything, even though my papa, my daddy could do anything, just a few seconds there, whatever it was, he said, no, it's really not about me right now. Not about what I want to do. This is Jesus talking. This is what he said. It's not about what I want to do. It's about my Father's will. It's about me being obedient to the cross. Because God's will, right, was for him to sacrifice on the cross and pay the price for our sins so that we could live with him forever. So right there in that second, man, Jesus got himself together and his thoughts. And he said, it looks like here, he's like, oh, if there's any other way we could do this. But he was crying out to his papa, his daddy, his father. Everybody see that? It's powerful to me. Romans 8:15 also says, Abba, Father. It mentions it in the relation of the spirit of adoption and how we're adopted into the family of God. And we become heirs, joint heirs with Christ. In heaven, this word Abba also signifies the close, intimate relationship that we have as born again Christians. Galatians 4 and 6 talks about the adoption of the Spirit. It says together the terms of Abba Father to go together talks about fatherhood. It's all about fatherhood and our relationship with Him. It uses two different languages to explain this. Now, many people out there, y'all seen them, I know you have, many people in the world talk about how everyone is God's children. How many has heard that, in the New Age, everybody, every human being is God's children. Well, the Bible reveals quite a different truth to that. Now, every human being is God's creation, and every human being is under His authority. and his lordship. And every human being will be judged by God. Thank God for the cross. Amen. But the right to be a child of God and call him Abba Father is something that's only for a born-again Christian. That's for us. That is for us. John 1:12 sums that up pretty good. John 1:12 says this, "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." I'm going to read that again. John 1:12. "But to all who believed him and," everybody say and "accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." See, you can believe in God and not be saved. There's a lot of folk. The devil believes in Jesus and God. Demons believe in Jesus. There's a lot of folks out there that believe in God and Jesus. But there's a big difference in what the scripture says and accepted him. Accepted him as their Lord and Savior. Accepted them be born again. Believing, accepting in the death, burial, and resurrection of God. That's a huge difference. See, when we were born again, we are adopted into the family of God. We are redeemed from the curse of sin, and we're made heirs of God. A part of that new relationship, God begins to treat us differently. Now that we're in his family, God begins to treat us differently. I want you to hear that one. He deals with us now as family. Now that just gets me all the way down in the depths of my soul. I'm a child of God now, and he deals with me as I'm family. See, it's a life-changing. It's life-changing to truly understand what it means to be able to call God Almighty, the creator of everything, Father or Papa or Daddy. It's life-changing. If you've never done that, I want to encourage you in your private time. I'm telling you, your flesh your flesh doesn't want you to do that. Isn't that right, Mary? You know what I'm talking about. Your flesh does not want you to do that. Because our flesh is full of pride and arrogance. And when you're alone in your prayer time, and you start calling him Father, or Daddy, or Papa, or some of these more intimate, close words, you know, I mean, you don't have to do it to be born again. I'm just saying there's freedom in this. There's a spiritual freedom in this. And then to understand and accept the fact that you're joint heirs with Christ. We have an inheritance. And we're right there with Christ. Jesus is my brother. He's your brother if you're born again. I'm assuming everybody, you are. He's your brother. You can sit right there on that bench, right there on your back porch, screened-in porch, whatever you're doing, on the riverbank, in the mountain, and you can sit right there and you can talk to Jesus. He's your friend. He's your Lord and Savior and King of Kings. Yes, he's all that. But he's also your brother and your friend. It's life-changing when you start really accepting this. Oh, man. See, because of our relationship with our Abba Father, he no longer deals with us as enemies. That's freedom. Instead, we can approach the throne with boldness and confidence, and he showers us with his grace and mercy and love. And then in Romans 8, it tells us that the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. He is our Father. Guys, becoming a child of God, it's one of the highest and most humbling of honors. Sometimes I say it so much that it just becomes routine. But just stop for a minute and think, you know, the creator of everything, the creator of the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of everything at the beginning and the creator of everything that whatever is at the end. It's right here, Brooks County and Pauline Baptist Church, right on this pew right here. You're one of his children. I'm one of his children. He's my daddy, my papa. I'm like Mary. And about half of everyone else in here, I didn't have a good role model as a dad. It's probably why we didn't do gifts and all that. We're still, you know, I worked in the prisons, you know, 95% of the guys asking for Mother's Day cards, Father's Day cards, cricket, cricket, cricket. Because the damage that was done by dads. Or maybe dads that passed away and that wasn't their fault. But there was a void, a hole, an empty space. In my counseling, it's always 60, 70%. Even higher, I'm being conservative about daddy issues, as we say, almost jokingly. But we shouldn't, because it hurts to the core of people. It hurts. And what I'm talking about this morning, if this applies to you, it can help you, it can heal you, it can make you better, make you feel better, because you really start connecting with our Father, our Papa, our Daddy. It's life-changing. You see, instead of running from God or hiding from God, like Adam and Eve did when they sinned, right? So now with this understanding of this relationship of Abba Father, he's my daddy, we can run to him. We can run to him. Calling him Abba Father and finding forgiveness in Christ. And finding forgiveness in Christ. Amen? See, guys, being adopted into the family of God is the source of our hope. It's the security of our future. And it's the motivation, listen closely, it's the motivation to live a life worthy of the calling that we have received. Amen. Being a child of God. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What this does is it calls us. It calls us to a higher calling. We have to live a higher calling, a different way of life. And in the future, we have this inheritance, right? Where nothing will perish, and nothing will spoil, and nothing will fade. This is our future with our Heavenly Father. When Jesus taught his disciples to pray, He started out with these two words, right? What? Our Father. And there's power in those words. So let me close. The holy and righteous God who created and sustains all things, who is all powerful and all knowing and ever present. Not only does he allow us, but he encourages us to call him Abba Father. What a privilege, isn't it? What a privilege is ours. What amazing grace that God would love us so much like that. that Jesus would sacrifice himself for us like that. And that the Holy Spirit will indwell us, fill us, and then prompt us with this intimate cry of Abba Father. This cry that the Bible says comes really from the depths of our soul, our emotions. Father, Papa, Daddy. Have you been saved? Have you been adopted into the family of God? Do you know Him as Abba Father? I hope you do. I hope if you're not saved and born again this morning that we'll do the song of invitation now. And if you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, this will be the day. But I also want to focus on if you've never really, I don't want to say stretch your faith a little bit, because it kind of does. But in your private time, in your private worship time, in your private Bible study, in your private prayer time, use that word, Abba Father. Use that word, Daddy or Dad or Pops. It's not, what would I say, degrading. It's not, you know, it's intimate. It's, you know, God's challenging us to do that. Use that in your outside voice, so that you hear it with your own ears. And your life will change. Change your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Thank you for the opportunity just to have that close, close relationship with you. That we can just talk to you. That we don't have to worry about praying it right or saying it right or doing it right, whatever it is. But Father, we can just come to you as broken vessels. We can talk to you. We can have a relationship with you. We can dream with you. We stand grateful for your love and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.